Major Tom won't be in Cape Canaveral, Florida today. President Obama will be there, and he's going to defend his controversial vision for human spaceflight. Obama first announced his intention to cancel NASA's Constellation program back in February. That plan sparked angry reaction from icons like Neil Armstrong and James Lovell, who call Obama's move devastating. Human spaceflight has a future, but it will probably look a lot different than the one we have now. Tarek Malik joins us. He's the managing editor of the online publication space.com, and he's down in Florida this morning waiting for the president's announcement. We did get details, actually quite a few of them, yesterday during a press phone call with somebody from the administration. Tarek, what did we learn?
Well, the administration released some tantalizing details about what they're planning to announce today. One of the big ticket items is that instead of scrapping NASA's replacement spacecraft for the space shuttle, the Orion crew capsule, the president is reviving that spacecraft in a light form, if you will. It's a stripped-down version of that spacecraft that they're going to launch to the space station several years earlier than it was going to be available in the last regime. But it's going to be used now as an escape ship and not as a moon ship. It'll be an escape ship for astronauts on the station, and that's where it's going to stay.
That seems like a simple concept. It can't really be that easy to engineer a smaller, stripped-down, simplified version from that very sophisticated capsule that we have now.
Well, you know, the big thing that is going for that plan is that most of the work in building the spacecraft has been either completed or is very close to being completed. In the last year and a half, NASA did complete a design review, one of their major steps to actually starting to build these spaceships. And they were very close to getting to another milestone later this year, before the program was canceled. So they've done a lot of the work. They spent something like $9 billion on the Constellation program before it was canceled. And so that was the one thing that they had made a lot of headway on, was that spacecraft and the rocket that was supposed to launch it.
Well, let me know. Explain to me the difference in the thrust, excuse the pun, of the NASA program. Because he's canceled Constellation. He has pretty much scrapped the Bush-era program, which was more than $100 billion to return astronauts to the moon by 2020. But he's expanding the Orion program, which is basically this emergency capsule that you've talked about. But they said yesterday that in the end we're going to end up with more shuttle flights and 3,500 more astronaut hours in space.
That's right. You know, it is a fundamental shift that the president is making in the space program. Instead of having this kind of problematic vision that had hit obstacles in terms of funding and schedule to reach the moon by 2020, now they've got a more commercial-oriented vision, one that that doesn't have a government spacecraft. In fact, aside from the Orion light concept that they're looking for, they're really still depending on privately built spaceships to launch astronauts into space and cargo into space to the station. And NASA will be looking at this heavy lift rocket, a massive rocket, to launch bigger things and more ambitious missions out into deeper space. One of the things that the president did mention in his notes was that they're not abandoning missions maybe to the asteroids or these stable points out in space called Lagrange points or even Mars. By kind of scaling back what they were doing, hopefully they'll be able to have more money to do these more ambitious missions by relying on commercial endeavors for some of the more mundane aspects, if you will, reaching low Earth orbit.
Well, this is what has a lot of people talking, is devoting more than $6 billion to creating a commercial spacecraft industry, although a lot of people are also buzzing about the idea about this eventual mission to Mars, which I assume nobody thinks is coming anytime soon. But the commercial spacecraft industry has a lot of people scratching their heads over just exactly how we intend to turn NASA into an industry which could possibly make money or turn into a viable business model.
That's right. You know, the shift here is that instead of building its own spacecraft, like NASA has in the past, they built this fantastic space shuttle that is one of the most capable spacecraft ever built, most complicated. That NASA is now the customer. They're going to be buying these spaceships or renting them, as the administrator, NASA chief Charles Bolden, has said, from their manufacturers, companies like SpaceX in California or Orbital Sciences in Virginia. They're gonna buy space on them. They're gonna buy services from these private companies to launch astronauts and cargo into space, while they focus on maybe other more lofty goals now. It's a different shift, a different type of mindset.
But Tarek Malik, my impression is that this is real small potato stuff that the Obama administration is talking about, and that real planetary exploration and the kinds of things that you guys get really excited about over at space.com is going to require a level of global cooperation and a scale of investment that's way beyond what we're talking about today.
That's right. Well, the big hook that is interesting from the note is the commitment that the president has made in his notes to a heavy lift rocket, a big rocket in 2015, where they would decide then what the direction is going to be, what the actual destination is going to be. Now, that commitment, which wasn't there before, and was kind of one of the big missing items in the original plan, was surprising in that now it says that there is a destination, but it's going to be decided on in 2015 when they choose which rocket they're going to build. Now, that's 2015 is still 5 years away. How that's going to shake out in the next 5 years will be interesting to see. But there is at least the hint there now of a destination where there was no destination before. In the most recent plan that was announced in February, or the one slipping away from the
and we don't know who's going to be in the White House in 2015. Tarek Malik is the managing editor at space.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.